anybody who's been affected by this kind of massive tragedy is frustrated. They're also, in some cases, scared because of disease and because of hunger. So, yes, there is a combination of frustration and fear. But at the same time, getting relief to this number of people in a very difficult space like this is not at all easy. I've been through the challenges. I've been with the logistics teams, with the health teams, with the food team, and with the teams helping on the shelter. And it's just a difficult one. It's difficult because the access to the affected community is just not easy. So we have that combination of a real willingness on the part of so many people to be helpful, but at the same time, frustration on the part of ordinary people because they're not getting what they need. And that's a fairly difficult situation.
Have you been able to meet with ordinary Haitians? What have they said to you?
So, yes, I've been in the town of Kai, which is on the southern part of the peninsula, and I've been in the town of Jeremy, and I've talked to many people who are health workers in clinics, I've talked to people in shelters, talked to people trying to get food and other help, and the basic message is from everybody, please help us. We need more, and we need it more in a more timely way. And so the job of everybody here, particularly now, 11 days in, is to spare no effort to get the best coordination on getting the basics that people need to where they are, and to do that in an absolutely robust way, and try as much as possible to ensure that there is adequate security plus communication with the public to reduce the threats of looting, which are making distribution very difficult.
How much of the affected areas have been reached by the aid?
So this is a really difficult thing to assess because, firstly, the communities in the highlands in the southwest are not brilliantly mapped. There's not clear data on who is where. And so getting the information from the inner areas is proving to be difficult. I have been discussing with others here, and we believe that about 15% of the area still needs to be thoroughly assessed. That, by the way, is being done now with a very intensive program of people walking into the hills and looking to see if they're finding people in caves or in other natural shelters. And I think we will have the full picture within a day or two.
What is your assessment of the cholera situation, having spent 4 days in Haiti now?
Cholera is here. It stalks everybody. When people get it, it really knocks them right down very quickly. It's treatable, provided people can be got to a treatment center and the recovery rate can be very good. We're seeing cholera cases everywhere we go. What we don't know is how many cholera cases there are that don't manage to get to the centres. This is why this more detailed study of the interior is so important. For me, cholera and malnutrition are big risks for the people of Haiti, and we have to really recognise that in everything that we do. I was at the coordination meeting organised by the government, by the Director General of Civil Protection, and I'm glad to say that they are putting cholera right at the highest level in their preparedness and response.